guys. Welcome to Chick Chat, the Baby Chick Podcast. I'm Nina Spears, the Baby Chick, your host. And today's guests, we have Josh and Paige Peck on our show. You may know Josh from How I Met Your Father, iCarly, and Turner and Hooch. He and his wife, Paige, just welcomed their second baby in October. What an exciting milestone. And we can't wait to dive in and hear how things are going. Today, we will be chatting with Josh and Paige about all things parenting. From transitioning from one to two children, balancing careers, and more. We're excited to learn about their journey as parents and what they have learned along the way. Let's welcome Josh and Paige to the show. Fantastic. Hi, Paige and Josh. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it is my pleasure. We're just thrilled to talk to you guys about your parenting journey. And also a major congratulations to y'all on welcoming your second baby in October.
Thank you.
We're big fans of his.
Well, that's good. How has the transition been from one to two?
It's been good. It's actually a little bit smoother than I had been expecting. Our older son is four, so we have a pretty good age gap there. It could have gone either way. We were thinking, you know, he's four, he's a little more mature. He kind of likes to do his own thing now a little bit more. So it's been great, but we were kind of worried that, you know, he's been an only child for 4 years and had all the attention of all the grandparents and aunts and uncles only on him, that we were like, he's not going to want to share the spotlight, but he's been great.
Oh, I get it. I think every parent is worried about their first one. And then they're also worried, can my heart love another human being this much? Is it possible? So I'm so happy to hear you guys are doing well with that. I'm curious, how has your parenting journey differed with each child now that you've had the second one for a few months?
Well, I think initially we were sort of like, we weren't the big planners, like our kid's going to be on the Ivy League track, or, you know, when parents make those big sweeping decisions while their kids are still like, you know, the size of, you know, they're under 2 feet. I want to say, like, why don't you let your kids sort of dictate what they're going to be? But I think for us, we just had to become a little bit more flexible and okay that the schedule is going to sometimes get slightly disrupted having two kids.
Yeah, we were able to be a little more regimented with our first, with the schedule and everything, and being able to like stick to that. And it's kind of all gone out the window with the second. I'm like, everyone's schedule is different. As long as everyone's eating and sleeping, we're fine. You know, less structure, but it's good. And luckily we've kind of like taken a little bit of a breath. You know, we've been through it before, which is so nice that the first time I feel like you just are anxious the whole time. You're like, I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to go home with this baby and, you know, feed it, like take care of it. It needs me for everything. But I think now I was like a lot more calm. I think everything is just, you know, that everything is a phase and it's all going to pass. And those dark times where you're not sleeping very much, or they're having trouble eating, or you're just trying to find a good, you know, what works for them. They're all individuals. Like what worked for Max didn't work for Shy. So just trying to find out what works for him. And also knowing that like it goes by so fast. So try not to like be too down in those moments and enjoy it as much as you can.
Oh, for sure. Paige, I feel like so many mothers can relate totally to what you just said. So you are definitely not alone. Oh my gosh. And I love hearing that, you know, your second baby, you're now just feeling so much calmer. And that is just, that's what we hope all parents to feel after your first one. I feel like you just mess up and figure things out. And your second one, you like get a do-over, right?
Exactly. It is nice. Well, we've been talking about, we were working with Enfamil and they have a family beginnings app, which allows you to have like, you have access to rewards programs and discounts and you can get samples and stuff. So it's really beneficial, but also they have access to a nurse 24/7 that you can chat with, which I was telling Josh, I was like, I only just wish that I knew about this with my first kid because it's been so incredible now, but I just wish like, you know, there's so many more moments, especially as a new parent, where you don't know what you're doing and you don't know if something's right, or, you know, it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, I can't just call someone. It's the middle of the night. So it is nice to be able to have that at your fingertips to just to be able to, you know, talk to someone and be like, is this normal? Is everything okay? Do I need to go to the hospital? Do I need to, you know, you just don't know. So it is nice to have that. And I think that's really important.
I mean, I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy, and so I'm always giving suggestions, but Paige feels like that's not enough.
Yeah.
She's like, that's not going to work for me in this baby. Sorry, Josh. No.
More formula stat.
I love it. And that actually, I was going to ask that question on, you know, what resources have been really helpful for you guys? And so you said Infamil Family Beginnings app has been really helpful. Have there been other resources that you just recommend to families that have been helpful for you guys during your journey?
Yeah, I think we are really fortunate to have like such a good community of people around us and a lot of people who have kids. And I feel like when I was pregnant, I like kind of reconnected with other people who from maybe my past that were pregnant or had kids. And like, moms are so supportive of each other and really like will come out of the woodwork to be like, what do you need? What can I do to help you? And it's like so incredible to have that community. And it really is important, even if you think you don't need it. It's again, it's like so nice to have people too, who we've kind of been able to find people who have similar parenting styles to us, to be able to go to them to ask questions. Or, you know, with a 4-year-old, as other things are coming up, and I'm like, okay, what's the proper way to approach this? You know, as like these milestones are happening or he's testing boundaries and stuff like that, I'm like, I have to just like call a friend and ask, you know, someone who's been through it, like, what did you do when this started happening? And, you know, knowing that they got through it and how they handled it is really helpful for me.
Oh, that's so great. And you brought up parenting styles. We got to know. Paige, Josh, how would you describe your parenting style?
I mean, I'm very laid back. I'm very much let the children lead. No, I feel like I have like a traditional sort of old school, I guess, viewpoint. I mean, I never knew my dad growing up. And so especially having boys, I was like, how do I raise a boy? And how do, you know, I never had a model to sort of emulate. But I think, I was lucky enough to have role models like Paige's dad is so lovely, and watching him with Paige and her 3 siblings and also my big brother. And so basically, I've just tried to sort of constantly defer to Paige, knowing that she had this great family system growing up. And also, you know, you pick your moments, and there'll be, you know, 2 or 3 things that'll reveal themselves to you, be it making sure your kids are, you know, have great manners, or that, you know, certain things where you'll say, this is really important to me. Allow me to double down on this to really make sure that we're working hard in these areas.
I love that. Oh, Paige, would you agree? Parenting style?
Yeah, I think that we both have our strengths. I think I'm like a little more calm. And, you know, sometimes if Josh is like, we'll be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like maybe has a more reaction. It's like, we can come together.
I'm neurotic.
Come together and take a breath and be like, okay, let's just regroup, or like hand them off to me. I'll handle this one. You get the next one, you know.
Teamwork makes the dream work. I love it.
It's on and helpful, which is great. And really, I'm so appreciative of that, because I know that it's not always the case. And I think right now for work, like when work allows, we can really tag team, handle those night feedings, switch off, allow each other to have a little bit of a break here and there, which is very, very nice. And I'm very grateful.
Oh, I love it. Like I just said, teamwork makes the dream work. I love that you guys are, you know, using each other, because that's how you get through it. It's so hard on your own. Oh my gosh. And y'all are super busy human beings doing all amazing things. Like, how do you balance your professional and personal life? We got to know your secrets.
I think it's just like prioritizing, figuring out what's, I think both of us are really lucky at this point to be able to be a little choosier, only saying yes to things that really make sense, thinking big picture for our family, what works for us. And, you know, if Josh has to go somewhere to be gone for a little while, making sure we prioritize also, yes, you can go away, go do film and do whatever you love, and that's great. But also let's try to make sure that we carve out some time in there, like for you to come home or for us to come there to spend some family time, like making sure that there's just a balance and really trying to prioritize that. And it doesn't always happen. You really have to like also let go of some of that control that, you know, some things it's all up in the air, but we really try to, as much as we can, try to prioritize like coming back together as a family.
And it might sound like a given, but I don't think it is. I remember saying to a friend of mine once, like, we're just really into our kids. That's not the reality for every parent. But I think the fact that we get a kick out of every milestone, that I really like a good trampoline park or arcade, like being able to take my son, you know, in November, it was so lovely because Shy was only a month old. And I was like, Max, let's go to Legoland. Like, I got us a hotel for the night and we're going to do something really special. Because I know your life has kind of been turned upside down having this new family member who's invaded your room. So getting to have those moments, and really Paige does a good job at reminding me to really drink in these moments, because you never know if you'll have them again.
I know. Your son's already 4. Like, you're like, where did this happen? How are you 4?
So weird. He's like, goes to school. He reads books to us now. And I'm like,
you're like, stop.
It is awesome that like now, you know, those things, I'm like, okay, well, at least I still have Shy that wants to cuddle with me and still needs me.
He told me the other day, Max said, Dad, I'm 4 and Shy is 0.
Yes. I love it. And how you were talking about, you know, when Josh has to leave for work and prioritizing family, that's so beautiful. And I'm curious, Josh, like, have you found, how do you approach, I guess, you know, your acting roles now that you've become a dad? Has it changed? Has it evolved, you know, now that you're a dad?
I think the through line for me throughout my career of, crazy enough, almost 20 years, is that I've always sort of done family-friendly fare. And I think that's really powerful to be able to go into people's homes and entertain the family unit, because rarely are there shows where everybody can sit down and enjoy it and no one's compromising. And I think I'm so lucky, my partnership with Paige, our relationship allows for, Paige knows that in most cases, I'm not going to disrupt the family unit for something I'm not passionate about, if that meant having to travel. But if there was something that as an actor, I was like, Paige, you know me, I gotta do it. Like, this is an incredible opportunity. I know that she would support me in that, and maybe we go have an adventure in a new city.
I love it. And you guys, is there anything you wish you had known before becoming parents?
The Infamil app?
Really? I mean, I think that everyone has their opinions and everyone has like their favorite things or what worked for them. And they really want to push that on you and be like, breastfeeding is going to be the easiest thing in the world. It's the most beautiful, incredible experience. And while I don't doubt that, it just wasn't my reality. So I think that kind of knowing that like, it's not so cut and dry, and that like every person is so different, every pregnancy is so different, and every baby is different. Like, even with our own kids, Max and Shy are different kids that require maybe different parenting styles and tweaking that in a little bit in certain situations. And just even, you know, like sleeping, like Max liked to sleep in his crib. Shy liked to sleep in a bassinet. Max didn't want me to touch him and was like, leave me alone, put me in my crib and shut the door. And Shy's like, cuddle me all night long, please. So, you know, everything is just, it's a learning game and you're figuring it out as you go. And there's like no cut and dry. There's no exact recipe. Everyone's different. And just kind of figuring that out and being able to let go of those ideas of what you had for your journey into parenthood.
Hear, hear. I love that. Josh, do you have anything to add to that? Anything you wish you had known before becoming a dad?
I guess changing diapers isn't that big of a deal. Throw up school grocer. I can only speak for myself. No, I think that it's interesting when you, I always equate having a kid to getting the keys to a city that's already built. I just felt that all the love that I had for my son, I didn't have to learn anything. It really does come naturally as long as you're present and willing to sort of, you know, fully experience what's happening and adjust and be willing to deviate from the plan in moments. So I think if anything, it was just more of a reassurance of, of how truly great it's going to be.
I love that. And I also appreciate you saying, both of you saying, be flexible, because what you think, you may think breastfeeding is going to be this way and that way, and hey, it might not. And also, hey, poopy diapers aren't that bad, so let's be flexible and change one. I love it. And if you were to give a new parent, whether they're pregnant, just had a baby, like, what is the one piece of parenting advice that you would give them?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I think there's so many things that we learned. I think the biggest piece of advice that we got going from one to two, which was a, you know, scary idea to us, was probably just making sure that you are prioritizing your older child as well, and making sure that they are involved and they feel like a part of the decision-making process and the group. You know, we all had so many discussions about names and about, you know, where he would sleep and helping with the room and stuff like that, just making him feel involved, because he will remember this time where the baby won't remember. So yeah, I think that was like super important to us, and we really did that. And I think that's what made our transition a little smoother and made it easier on Max.
And I would say the thing that I love, the only piece of unsolicited advice I give parents, because I really have a rule about it, because I feel like parents are a little too giving with their experiences, that it's only going to be great, and that any minor inconvenience, be it lack of sleep or a disruption in your schedule, will be so overshadowed by how great it is.
Beautiful. Oh man, those are two really solid, awesome pieces of advice. We're so grateful for them. And Paige, Josh, can you guys tell us, like, what's coming up next? What do we need to be on the lookout for with you guys? Where can we find you?
I'm on How I Met Your Father on Hulu season 2, and iCarly coming up on Paramount Plus over the summer. And
I'm at home with my kids.
So, but where can we find you on Instagram?
Instagram, Paige O'Brien, 2 N's.
I love it.
Chew a pack.
I love it. I love it. You guys are just such lovely people, and it was such a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your parenting journey with all of us. So thank you again.
It was so nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
And for our listeners out there, to learn more about Josh and Paige, again, you can find them on Instagram at Schwa Peck and Paige O'Brien with 2 N's. Our team will be posting today's episode on our Baby Chick Facebook page, so if you have any questions or comments about our discussion, please share them with us in the comments section. And as always, if you haven't already, please subscribe to Chick Chat, the Baby Chick podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and leave us an honest review. Cheers to parenting your way.